Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2014. On today's podcast, we're talking about heroes and villains, asking ourselves some questions. The first question is, could something that happened in 1944 still be relevant today? But the real question is, who was the hero who liberated Paris from the Nazis? In 1944, was it the Supreme Allied Commander, Dwight Eisenhower, who commanded the Allied armies in France? Was it General Charles de Gaulle, commander of the Free French Forces, hero of the French nation? Or was it possibly Dietrich von Choltitz, general of German infantry, personally placed in charge as military governor of Paris by Adolf Hitler, August 7, 1944, and given orders to destroy the City of Lights by Hitler personally. Specific instructions, he said, burn the city to the ground. Von Choltitz was no lightweight himself. He had won the Iron Cross at Rotterdam in 1940. He was involved in the invasion of Russia and the Battle of Stalingrad. He had seen unimaginable destructions and horrific casualties there. He admitted after the war to executing in Russia what he termed the most difficult order of my life, and that was the liquidation of the Jews in Russia. I executed the order nonetheless, he said. Von Choltitz arrived in Paris August 9, 1944. In the following 16 days, he faced a series of dilemmas as the Allied armies, fresh from the Normandy beaches, advanced across France toward Paris. Hitler's written order to him said, quote, the city must not fall into the enemy's hands except lying in complete debris. The common account says that Hitler phoned him, screaming into the phone, is Paris burning? Hitler wanted von Choltitz to make Paris look like Stalingrad. But earlier, Paris's mayor, Pierre Tattinger, had visited von Choltitz and laid it out for him. The Allies are coming, he said. One way or the other, history will remember you as either the man who destroyed Paris or the man who saved it, hero or villain. It's your choice. I imagine Tattinger also explained to him that he would be a hunted war criminal, that Germany could not win the war, and that he might be hunted down and hanged as a war criminal. Von Choltitz was a career soldier. He had served his country well through two bloody wars. He knew he had to obey his commander-in-chief. His duty was clear, but as hero, he was able to clearly see his duty, but have the good sense not to do it. You can find a good account of all this in the 1964 book, Is Paris Burning? By Larry Collins and Dominique LaPierre. A movie was made from that book in 1966. Von Choltitz surrendered the 17,000 men under his command to French General Philippe Haudicloture on August 25, 1944, for refusing to preside over a second Stalingrad. He is known in France as Savior of Paris. Von Choltitz went into captivity. He did not return to Germany to be executed by Hitler. No, he went into captivity by the Allies first, at Trent Park in North London, a prison for senior German officers. Unknown to them, their conversations were recorded there. Thus, his admission of liquidation of the Jews in Russia. He was held at Camp Clinton, Mississippi, until his release in 1947. He died in 1966 in the city hospital at Baden-Baden, Germany, from a war-related illness. Baden-Baden was also the post-World War II French headquarters in Germany. What goes around comes around. Well, French history, drenched in blood. I imagine the French have had enough slaughter to last them a lifetime. But what of us? What are we, heroes, villains, or perhaps cowards? What would we do if placed in the position of authority and faced with obeying our commanders or doing the right thing? Should military officers, non-commissioned officers and enlisted troops disobey direct orders from their commander-in-chief? What if disobedience meant being executed if you went home like von Choltitz? Would American officers order their troops to fire on American citizens? Time will tell, perhaps. What about elected officials, governors, state legislators? who face a choice sometimes of obeying orders or obeying the Constitution. What about religious leaders? Obey God or government? We have some examples in our day, don't we? Edward Snowden comes to mind. That's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.